Get up now, out of bed. Wash your face, brush your teeth, come sleep.
You're listening to Because I Said So. For all you parents out there who don't have maybe a senior in high school, but maybe a junior or a sophomore, you might not be thinking about how to prepare for college. Well, now is the time. Diane Johnson is here from Delmarva Education Foundation to let you know about a scholarship fair that's going on to help you pay for your child's education.
It's this afternoon, so you must play, don't shovel, choose lovely, but hurry.
Thanks for listening to Because I Said So. There's something very special going on today at the Center at Salisbury, and we have a guest, Diane Johnson from Delmarva Education Foundation, here with us to talk about it. It's a scholarship fair. Diane, thanks for joining us.
Oh, no problem at all.
And it's happening right now as we're on the air, but what can people expect at this scholarship fair?
Well, this is our second annual one, so last year was our first time with this, and we didn't know what to expect, and found out that this is such a needed service for the community. What we have done is brought together sponsors of scholarships, and they are manning a table. They have their applications. They have all the information. They will actually, in some cases, even interview you for their scholarship. So you are going around the mall, and you're going to be meeting these people, finding out what the requirements are, what the criteria might be, and then you could actually fill out an application for a scholarship.
Because I understand, last year I worked with you on the fair, and it's basically the people who have the money and the people who need the money. It's just bringing them together in one place.
Exactly.
But is this designed solely for high school seniors, or can parents of younger children benefit from attending?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that question. Because, yes, we do want the younger set to come, but also graduate students, also adults who are looking to go back to school. There will be sponsors there from all ranges. We encourage the middle schoolers to come so they can get to find out exactly what is going to be required of them when they hit high school. So maybe when they get to high school, they're going to be a little more focused. They're going to know, oh, wait, if I want that $1,000 or that $5,000 or that $10,000 scholarship, then I better really make sure my grades are good, and I really better do the community service, and I better keep my nose clean and not have a discipline record, and all these things. Because we have Blackwater Refuge. You know, this is an awesome scholarship that they offer, but they're going to be looking for the cream of the crop.
How much do they offer, and what is it for a specific?
I was going to say, it's going to be worth my while to go out and go to the scholarship fair, right? Because we're talking about a lot of different places and a lot of money.
Yes. Okay. And, I'm thinking right now there might be down there about 28 sponsors.
Let me ask you, because I'm curious. Yeah. I have a high school junior, so I'm in the throes of it. The crosshairs I'm looking at, and I feel really behind the eight ball on it. So let me just own up to that right now. What is the average college tuition, annual college tuition?
Okay, we have them here today running from $500 up to a four-year scholarship that's going to run about $16,000. I think it's $4,000.
Those are scholarships.
That's for the scholarship. But
okay.
How much does
Kathy
college?
Kathy wants to know how much it's going to cost.
Well, I'm just trying to wrap my brain around. So is an average year of college,
$20,000 a year.
About $20,000, and that would be for an in-state
school. That's in-state.
Right, okay.
Now,
so what could you expect to wipe off of that total in scholarships if you really tried? I mean, what?
You could get a free ride if you put some work into it.
All right, Kathy's writing this down. So
yes.
Why don't you just start from
where's
the beginning?
Where's the path to the free
the kind
ride?
Of parent
yes.
We want. And in fact, I want you to come on over to our booth
where we're located. When I leave this show, I'm headed over there right now.
Okay, because we have parents who have gone through this process, and they have volunteered to talk to other parents because they were so overwhelmed and they didn't have a clue what to do, and they survived. The child actually got scholarships and got assistance, and they're willing to share their experiences.
Well, you know, it's as a parent of a junior, I feel like he's not an academic scholar. He's not.
Doesn't
we're not low-income parents.
Don't have
you know,
to
he
be.
He doesn't fit into a lot of what I would consider would be the niches for all of this scholarship money. So are you seriously telling me that there's something out there that he would be able to be eligible for? Now, the yes, one thing ma'am. That he does have some skill in is art. So I do think he's in the
I'll tell
the
you,
art.
Down by Dick's Sporting Goods, we have several booths down there for artists, for fine arts, for performing arts, for all that type. I'm trying to think.
Isn't SWAC?
SWAC is going to be. SWAC is there.
Yeah.
I was just on their website looking at their scholarships.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And also the Cavallari, the CCART, Maria Cavallaro and John, no, it's not the right name. Can't remember the second name. But anyhow, they're down there and. We were hoping that community players would be here this time, but they couldn't make it. But there are scholarships out there for the fine arts student.
Okay.
So, yes.
There's some hope.
And SWAC stands
hope.
For Salisbury Wicomico Arts Council, in case people were wondering what acronym was.
Oh, okay.
Yes, SWAC.
Thank you. I'm so used to dealing with acronyms, it's shorter and sweeter.
Yes, we all are.
DEF.
Pardon?
DEF. Del Marva Education Foundation.
Yes.
Okay, so where should Kathy start?
Where should she start?
Apparently down by Dick's, apparently.
I'd say start right down at that end and work your way through. And we go down to just about JCPenney's. And there's tables all along the way. And if you get to a table and they say, oh, we're only for Delaware students, Keep on walking.
Okay.
But BJ Summers is here, and she's got all the community foundation scholarships, the endowments, so you can definitely want to talk to her. And you'll be given a bag as soon as you come in that you can collect all this material, put it in there, and then.
Okay. Does some of this money go. Does it not get doled out every year, or is it highly competitive?
I remember last year,
I'm going to say yes to both questions.
Yeah, because there is some money that doesn't get
doled out. Oh, there's
out.
Definitely a lot of money. That's why we're having this. Mm-hmm. Because when we had a forum of sponsors of scholarships, we brought them together in one room. And they sat down and we said, how can Delmarva Education Foundation be of service to you? And they said, get us applicants. What are we doing wrong? Why aren't we getting?
Yeah, that's crazy.
And, you know, they say we only get five or six.
Is some of it because, you know, like, for example, a labor union, and maybe you'd have to have a parent or a family member that was in that labor union, and therefore you wouldn't be eligible unless that was the case. Is that part of the criteria is so narrow sometimes that...
In some cases, the criteria is narrow. In some cases, it's just as wide as it could possibly be, and still they don't get any applicants.
Oh.
Now, Choptank Electric, they're here, and you have to be a member of Choptank Electric. Now, if you're not and you're with another electric company, then keep right on walking.
But I think so, too. You know, I think that the parents out there with their students don't realize how many scholarship opportunities are out there, too.
That is true.
So the sponsors don't know how to get to the parents, but the parents don't even know what's out there.
No. And that's why our database is so important for people to go on and just do a broad search.
It kind of reminds me of extreme couponing. You know, I think that some people are dedicated to figuring out how to go to the grocery store and walk out with a cart full of goods and pay no money for it. And I think it's a lot like that when it comes to college, that if you are dedicated to figuring out all of the little nooks and crannies and rocks that you have to look under to do it, then you can be successful.
You also have to put the time
into it. Well,
I was
going to say, I want to talk about the time.
There's a commitment.
Yeah,
there
so let's talk about that coming up.
It's almost a full-time job. Now, our students are out there trying to keep their grades up, make their resume look very good because they're involved in this and this and this, and still they're a high-performing academic student. And so they don't have time to go out there searching. Now, I know our counselors do a great job of having the applications there in the guidance office, and they put it on their website, and they put it on the little floaty board that goes mm-hmm. across in their schools. And still kids are... here, there, everywhere. Right. They don't have time. They don't have any time between practice to go get this or go get that. But parents can help out by, you know, just filling in the application. Let the kids do the essay. Please let the kids do their own essay.
Diane, we're going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back, about, you know, what it's going to take on the parents and student end to get this money.
Okay,
we'll
great.
Be right back.
Hi, this is Robin. Join me every Saturday night at 8 p.m. for Saturday Nights with Robin, where I'll play music from different genres like folk, blues, deep tracks, new music, and more. So come hang out with me, Robin, every Saturday night at 8 p.m. only on 90.7 WSDL.
We're back with Diane Johnson from Delmarva Education Foundation talking about the scholarship fair that's going on right now. So if you're near the mall, Center of Salisbury, swing by and check it out. Even if your student is not a high school senior, you want younger kids in there too, you were talking about. Before we went to break, though, we were talking about the commitment on the parental end and the student end, because there's some work to be done and time to put into it. You're not going to just, you know, fill out 5 applications real quickly and get $5,000.
We recommend that a child fill out 35 to 40 applications.
Whoa.
Yes.
For college or for scholarships?
For scholarships.
In order to get 5 or?
Well, I had one young lady that single parent background, and she committed herself to this, and she was in the guidance office. She made a real pain of herself, but she was in there all the time. They knew exactly what she wanted to do with her life, and so if something crossed their desk, they said, "Oh, wait a minute. I know a child that is looking to go into this field." And they'd call her, and she sat down. Now, she put in 37 applications. She ended up with more money than she needed for college and had to turn some back.
Oh, wow.
Now, some scholarships, you know, every scholarship is different, and you really need to get in touch with the sponsor and understand what it goes for. And so she couldn't roll it over for the next year or anything. She had to return the money that she couldn't use. But she had more than enough.
Do you know her time commitment for those applications?
Was it like a full-time job? It was worth it.
It was extensive.
Yeah. And so do you have to do that every year? So a scholarship is for a semester, for a year? Is it sometimes
usually they're for a year, but they give half of it one semester and half. Some of them do it that way. You know, every single one of them's different, and you really have to find out.
Are you able to apply then as a sophomore and get it again, or is this a one-shot?
Some of them, and that's what you need to ask, and that's the ones that you really need to look for, the renewable scholarships.
Right, because one semester's great and all that, but it's 4
years. We're having a lot of trouble, and right now that's a big issue with the colleges on retention. This is something that's a big word in the college field. You know, what are you going to do about increasing your retention rate? Mm-hmm. Well, part of it is because kids get that first year scholarship and then it doesn't go through for the second year.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sitting here and they're saying, "I don't have the money to go. What am I going to do now?"
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they have to file again. Every year you have to file the FAFSA, which is a free application for federal student aid. And you can do that when your child is a senior, as close to January the 1st as you can. And most parents say, "Well, I haven't done my income tax by then." Of course you haven't. None of us are that good. but what we're good, you take the year before and you use that, those numbers. And then when you do file your taxes in April or whenever, hopefully prior to April 15th, then you are able to go back in and change the numbers.
And that form has to be filled out by March 1st or something like that?
Yes, that is the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the Maryland State higher education scholarships come from the information that FAFSA offers.
So that's always a first step.
That's a first step. First thing when I see a senior, and it's after January the 1st, you know, right, eyeball to eyeball, have you filled out that FAFSA yet? And some, "Oh, not yet. Mom's trying to get this together." Get it together and sit down. And it's gotten so much easier to do. There's an 800 number you can call 24/7. There's drop-down windows that explain every word of the questionnaire.
And does that form then identify what you'll be eligible for in terms of federal loans and things like that?
Yes.
It's all based on that.
When you get, when you finish and you submit it, you will get a printout sheet that gives you an estimated family contribution with all the information that you turn in, what the government thinks you should be paying towards your child's education. Now,
and that's when you drop dead,
discrepancy
when you look at it. Yeah.
Between what you think and what the government thinks. And I've had quite a few students come through with an EFC of 0, which means that single parent cannot possibly fund any of that child's education.
Mm-hmm.
And they're eligible for all kinds of federal aid.
Mm-hmm. But those are loans.
No, not all the time. The okay. Pell Grant is free money.
Okay. But some of them are loans.
Some are loans. Some are work study.
Okay.
If they go to that college and they are eligible to get a job, and the money that they make from that job, let's say being on part of the beautification committee of that college or work in the dining hall or work in the science lab cleaning beakers or something like this, then that money goes toward their tuition.
Well, I'm not going to really say when I graduated from college, but yes, I received a loan that I'm still
okay.
to this day.
I'm sure you're still paying on it. Right.
Well, and that was my question. You know, so for people who are parents of seniors right now who are thinking, okay, it's the middle of January, here we go. Is there time to get all of this done
before
their child goes off to school?
We have scholarships with deadlines of November.
Okay.
So, you know, we tell the kids, and I use this, and I know all my kids can probably recite it better than I can, but by the time, and I stole this, by the way, from a gentleman down in Virginia, by the time the turkey hits the table, you should have all of your college applications out. And we recommend anywhere 5 to 7 of those applications. Okay, even if there's not 7 that you think you want to go to, throw them on the list anyhow, and then you get some competition,
exactly,
and some negotiating power with their financial aid packets that they will submit to you. Okay, then by the time the fat man comes down the chimney, you should see
kids can remember it.
Kids can relate to this, and then you should have all of your scholarship applications out. And normally between March 1st and say May 1st, the deadlines for college applications. So. We have a few that are earlier than that, but the majority of them fall in that range there.
So that's the deadlines, but you're saying have those applications in by Thanksgiving.
Christmas.
By no, Christmas. No,
no. Which
the
ones?
Applications in by Thanksgiving, the scholarship applications in by Christmas.
Scholarship,
so,
yes, by
so
Christmas.
So the fair today, really, the juniors need to be on the ball here.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
That's too okay. late for
definitely.
The seniors.
Definitely. Juniors should mm-hmm. be
yeah, I am
going
the target
around.
Audience. That's awesome.
You are the target audience.
Okay.
And yes, I'm bringing another junior, another mother of a junior with me. So
okay.
We will be there.
Bring her right over.
Anything yeah. else that we should know as we walk around to all these tables and see all these scholarships?
I want you to know, and if I nothing else you hear today, there is help out there. There are people that are willing to walk you through every single step of this. Don't get so overwhelmed that you throw your hands up and say, I can't do this. Forget it. Mm-hmm. You know, call Delmarva Education Foundation. Call the financial aid advisors at the colleges. Doesn't matter if your son or daughter is going to that college or not. Call them. They have dealt with this for years and years and years. I had the lady over at Warwick on speed dial because occasionally I will get questions I have never heard before. And, you know, it's extenuating circumstances. It's like, I don't know. So I call them and I, you know, what happens in this case? And they're wonderful, and that's what they're there. And today we have college financial advisors here, and we have high school guidance counselors here, as well as that parent to
talk
to.
There are high school guidance counselors going to be at the
yes,
center?
They're going to be right here today with us.
Okay.
And that way, yeah, I think that even on the, you know, the parent end, it's like, well, I don't know who to talk to or what questions to ask, and that's something that they can find out, too.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to come back with you, Diane, and talk more about DEF, too, and
okay.
what your foundation offers to the community. We'll
okay,
be right
great.
Back.
Hi, this is Robin Rothschild with WSDL's new music show, Saturday Nights with Robin. We are proud to present a free evening of live entertainment with Boston band The Brew at Dogfish Head Brewings and Eats, located on Rehoboth Avenue in Rehoboth Beach. For Dogfish Head's Benevolence Night to support Delmarva Public Radio, Thursday, January 17th from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. A portion of the proceeds that evening will be donated to Delmarva Public Radio. Special thanks to our co-sponsors, Atlantic Sands Hotel and Conference Center, in Rehoboth Beach.
You're listening to Because I Said So, and we are joined by Diane Johnson from Delmarva Education Foundation. We're talking about the scholarship fair that's happening right now at the Center at Salisbury for all you parents of sophomores, juniors, seniors. You know, you can
graduate
take your
students, yeah.
seventh grader if you want to, because there's you'll learn something out there today. And I know that last year it was very well attended, and
yes.
So that's why. become an annual event.
And it looks like it's going to be just as well attended this year.
At Maryland College Savings Plans, they're
going to be there also.
So actually, they're a great booth for anyone of you might even be pregnant and go, because that's the time you want to start thinking about saving for college.
Yes.
You get in a program like that, and you put a little bit aside every month, and, you know, it takes a whole burden off of you.
I'm just planning on being hired full-time by university, so
there
my kids
go.
Can go
there
to school.
We go. That's a way to
I've got
it.
A plan.
Yeah, but, you know, they're cutting back on that, I understand.
Oh,
you don't
really?
Get a free ride if your
parent
teaches
there. You might want to have a backup plan.
Doggone it.
I know.
But, Diane, I wanted you to talk about, real briefly, too, you know, Delmarva Education Foundation is not something that comes just in January to throw this fair. You are there all the time to offer services and help parents.
Where are you located?
We are located in the Eastern Community Foundation of the Eastern Shore Building.
Okay.
Presently.
But you're there. I mean, people can walk in.
You
they can
walk
call.
In. You can call, make an appointment, sit down with us one-on-one, and we can assist with – I mean, I've read – resumes. I have done some spell checks on essays. I have done just about everything. But
and you have a database.
And we have the database of over 500 local scholarships. And you can search through that. We can assist you with that. We have helped people find out where to get a GED. You know, we're kind of a clearinghouse of information.
Mm-hmm. For higher education.
To further their education. We get a lot of calls, a tremendous amount of calls now from adults who are looking to go back to school.
Mm-hmm.
They've lost their job or they need further education in order to keep that job and progress. And it's very important, you know, that they find something.
Definitely.
And as we talk about money here, how important is it for the parents to sit down with their college sophomores or juniors and say, okay, you know, college is going to cost X number of dollars, here's how we're going to proceed. You know, how much of this is parents doing the work and how much of it is this kind of cooperative effort? I mean, when I went to college, when I was a junior, my dad said to me, the best school you can get into, I'll pay for it, don't worry about it. Now, I was the oldest of six kids. He didn't have that kind of...
Wow.
And so I had no concept of how much my school cost, you know, two
me
or three
either.
Years
me
into
either.
It. Mm-hmm. And I think, I think he did me, as you know, as wonderful as he was trying to be, I think he did me a disservice because I really didn't know how much money he was paying for me to go to school.
We strongly encourage the parents to bring the child with them when they come for the interview or come to talk to us, because we're pretty strict about making sure the child takes ownership in this. You know, this is their education. Yes, the parent wants it. And it's pretty easy to read whether the kid wants to go to college or the parent wants the kid to go to college. And, you know, we lay it on the line. This is your responsibility. And if your parent is willing to assist you with $16,000, $20,000, your job is to make it a little easier by getting the grades, having the attendance, mm-hmm. keeping your discipline record clean. You know, all this stuff, that's your job. You know, and parent might help out with the money, but you have some responsibility, too.
But I think, too, the effort made to, you know, get these scholarships is going to help the students be more serious when they're in college, too. They have to keep their grades up. They're going to lose their scholarship.
That is true.
And they have to be serious and know, yeah, I know, I'm not going to name any names, people who got to college, their parents were paying for a free, you know, it was free for the student, parents were paying for it all, and they failed out of school.
Sure, it meant nothing to them.
No, they didn't realize, you know.
Yeah. It's like earning versus being given it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are there reporting requirements with scholarships? Do you have to file a quarterly report or send them your transcripts? Or is there anything like that, follow-up?
Some of them do. Some of them demand that you stay in touch with the committee that gave the scholarship. Some expect you to come back to a dinner or something like that and talk about what's going on.
Mm. Yeah, if you think about, you know, you write a grant, you have to apply back and tell them how it's coming along and that you're meeting the
Make
goals.
Make sure that you're spending the money the way it was intended.
Yes.
Right.
Can you give us an idea of some of the scholarships that are available locally?
Oh, my gosh. You have
just
really...
some of the kind of crazy ones that people might not even think about.
Oh, those crazy ones. Yeah. If your name is Anthony, Tony, Antonio, anything Tony-wise, there is a scholarship for you.
Wow.
Yes.
That's the only criteria, or that's part of it?
I think that's the only
from
one.
Who?
From, I was going to say, from the...
I don't remember who, because this is a listing that is on the community.
It's the Tony Foundation.
I was going to say, it has to be the Anthony Foundation.
The Tony Foundation.
Yes.
There is a Tony involved here.
I like that.
Oh, man. But something like
change
that.
Change our kids' names.
From now on, my son, Tony.
Well, I'll tell you, we have an excellent one now. I can't really talk about it right now because I'm not sure the funding has come through this year for it. But it was a four-year scholarship, plus they gave you a laptop, plus you got a paid internship, plus you got employment once you graduated.
Wow.
It was awesome. And, you know, we go around and say, what do you want to go into? And if it was a field that was listed on this list that they accepted, boy, we grabbed them and, look, have I got the scholarship for you? Yeah. Or let me talk to your parent. Yeah. Because I know it's going to mean more to them. But we try to encourage kids to go into, like, engineering. There is a tremendous amount of money. Engineering, teaching, and the medical field. Mm-hmm. Those three.
Interesting. Will you have representatives of the service academies there, the military service academies?
We have down the row here someone from the Army, mm-hmm. and he will be speaking to all the military branches.
Because that is a free education.
Oh, yeah. That's
highly
wonderful.
Competitive.
Stephen's nine, but he wants to go into the service. Mm-hmm. He knows that right now. I mean, that could change, obviously, 10 times before he graduates. But
that's great. Not.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. I think that could be a good opportunity.
Hey, being a Navy brat.
I was going to say, I think my son could use boot camp. I'm not sure about the rest of it.
Definitely.
Not a lot of artists there in boot camp, though. I don't know.
Oh, there's always a place. Even in marketing, somebody who can, you know, design and draw.
Yes.
But try and take that artistic ability and put him into architecture or drafting.
Oh, yeah, he's interested in all that stuff.
Computer assisted. Oh, that's now he'll definitely be able to get a job and support you later in life.
In theory, I don't know. Yeah, in theory.
You got to get him a scholarship
first.
I didn't
think about that. Yeah, first you got to work now so he can work for you later.
I hear you. That's I like it.
We do think down the line like that. I guess it
of course
does make
you do.
Sense.
Which is why they should go into nursing and health so that they can take care of us when we're older.
Right.
That's important, too.
So how late does the scholarship fair run today?
Till 4 o'clock. So they've got a couple hours to still get out here and pick up some of the materials. And we also have 4 gift certificates to the Salisbury Mall, $25 each, that they can put their evaluation in the fishbowl. And if it's drawn out...
They can win.
They can win one of the certificates.
But let's say I'm in Virginia and I just can't make it today. I can still call DEF.
Oh, definitely. Call DEF and make an appointment. Come in, sit down with us, and we can help you out.
Is this your busy season? Or
yes,
is it,
it is.
Always busy?
Yes. I'll tell you, lately it's been busy right straight through.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the summer, I mean, we're loaded. And I try to get these junior and sophomore parents to come in. Because once I hit senior... It's almost too late.
It needs to be on their radar screen earlier than they think.
Yes.
So that's good.
They think senior is now when I have to think about it. But then if a scholarship is requiring 200 hours of community service and this child's only planning on doing the required 75 hours, then they're behind the eight ball.
Mm-hmm.
And that one senior year is going to be difficult to keep your grades up, be active in activities, and also do all this community service.
Mm-hmm.
Diane, thank you so much for joining us. I hope you have a great crowd out there and some good feedback from the families. And I hope the families are receive some help with funding their child's college education.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Thank you, Diane.
Okay, not a problem.
You've been listening to Because I Said So, a production of Delmarva Public Radio. For more information, including podcasts of this episode, visit us online at becauseisaidsoradio.com. Thanks to Anita Renfro for allowing us to use her song Momisms as our theme song. And be sure to like us on Facebook. Look for the lady with the red hot lips.
I said so, I said so, I said so, I said so. I'm the mom, the mom, the mom, the mom.